satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me.
Moji čisti bhakte uvijek misle na mene i potpuno posvećuju svoje živote služenju mene. Uvijek prosvjetljuju jedni druge i razgovaraju o meni i u tome nalaze veliko zadovoljstvo i blaženstvo.
So those who are interested in realizing Krishna, they understand how to realize Krishna by talking to those who have realized Krishna.
Oni koji žele spoznati Krishnu, shvaćaju da to mogu učiniti tako da razgovaraju s onima koji su spoznali Krishnu.
If you want to become an expert medical doctor, you have to go to medical school.
Ako želite postati stručnjak liječnik, onda morate otići na medicinski fakultet.
You have to hear from people who are already practicing medicine.
Morate slušati i čuti ono što će vam reći ljudi koji već praktiziraju medicinu.
Similarly, if we want to learn the process of devotional service, we have to find out from those who are practicing devotional service.
Isto tako, ako želimo naučiti postupak predanog služenja, to trebamo doznati od onih koji to već primjenjuju.
Obviously, those who are the most sincere and practicing, they'll have the most knowledge about how to practice.
Očito je da oni koji su najiskreniji po pitanju ovog primjene će imati najviše znanja o tome kako praktizirati taj proces.
Prabhupada said, if you want to find out who the guru is, you find out the person who is most addicted to Krishna.
A Prabhupada je rekao, ako želite doznati tko je guru, trebate pronaći osobu koja je predana Krishni.
And then the verse we'll read today is Tesham Sadatam Yuktanam Vajantam Priti Purvakam Tadami Bhuli Yogam Tam Yena Vam Upyanti Te. To those who are constantly devoted to worshipping me with love, then I give them the understanding by which they can come to me.
Strofa koju ćemo danas čitati je onima koji me uvijek služe s ljubavlju, da im razumijevanje zahvaljujući koje mogu doći meni.
So you can read the first one?
Nisam. U ovom stihu veoma važna riječ budi jogan. Sjećamo se da je gospodin u drugom pogledu rekao Arjuni da će ga poučiti putu budi joge, nakon što je govorio o raznim temama. Sada objašnjava budi jogu. Budi joga je djelovanje u svjesnosti Krišne. To je najviša inteligencija. Budi znači inteligencija, a joga mistične djelatnosti ili mistično uzdizanje. Kad se neko pokušava vratiti kući Bogu i potpuno se posvetiti predanom služenju u svjesnosti Krišne, njegovo se djelovanje naziva budi joga. Drugim riječima, budi joga je proces oslobađanja od zapletenosti u materijalni svijet. Krajnji je cilj napretka Krišna. Ljudi to ne znaju. Zato je važno društvo bhakta i vjerodostojna duhovnog učitelja. Trebamo znati da je cilj Krišna. S tim znanjem postupno ćemo napredovati i dostići krajnji cilj. Osoba koja zna cilj života, ali je vezana za plodove svojih djelatnosti, djeluje u karma jogi. Ako nalazi zadovoljstvo u onoj situaciji kojom pokušava shvatiti Krišnu, znači da je Krišna cilj, djeluje u jana jogi. Kad zna da je Krišna cilj i traga za Krišnom, potpuno se posvećujući svjesnosti Krišne i predanom služenju, djeluje u bhakti jogi, odnosno budi jogi, koja je potpuna joga. To je potpuna joga, ta je potpuna joga najviša savršena razina života. Mjesto može imati vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i biti privržen duhovnoj organizaciji, ali ako nema dovoljno inteligencije potrebne za napredovanje, Krišna ga u srcu poučava tako da bez poteškoća može na kraju doći njemu. Preduvjet je da uvijek djeluje u svjetlosti Krišne i s ljubavlju i predanošću radi sve vrste službi. Treba raditi nešto za Krišnu, s ljubavlju. Ako bhakta nema dovoljno inteligencije, potrebno je da napredovanje na putu samospoznaje, ali je iskren i posvećen predanom služenju, Gospodin mu pruža priliku da napreduje i na kraju dođe njemu.
Tejšam sadatam yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buri yogam tam Those who are constantly devoted to worshiping me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasai Vujay Srimati Bhakti Granta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatam Deide Gauravani Vrcharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Vastra Vyadave Sadharana. Devotional service is a combination of both devotion and knowledge. Śrīla Prabhupāda writes in the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 3. In the verse where Krishna says, Loke smin vi vidanishta puro prokta mayanaga jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yogina. That there are different kinds of people who understand the truth, some by analytical study, and some by working without true results. So Prabhupada explains in the purport something very significant, that religion without knowledge is generally fanaticism or sentiment. And knowledge without religion is generally dry speculation. Prabhupada explains some progression in the purport here. That is generally most people in the beginning take to religion as a sentiment. Sentiment means it satisfies our senses. And our, which is the five senses and the mind, or the six senses, including the mind. And to satisfy the senses, we want some gain. Previously, people would take to spiritual life because they think God will give them something. Therefore, four kinds of pious people approach Krishna. In the beginning, people approach Krishna generally out of distress. And as explained, most of our distress is due to the fact we don't know what the laws of nature are. Just like a child, the child puts the hand in the fire, it gets burned. It may be a very nice child, but the laws of nature work in such a way, your hand gets burned. Anyone who wants to control material nature and enjoy the different aspects of it are going to get burnt. People don't know that. Nowadays they're trained that actually unless you try to lord over material nature and enjoy it to the maximum, you're wasting your life.
Danas se ljudi obučava da ako ne pokušaju vladati materijalnom prirodom i uživati u njoj do maksimuma, samo trebate svoj život.
Just like in New York City, New York State, one of the biggest, I guess in New York State alone, they have more people living there than practically in all of former Yugoslavia.
U državi New York čini se da živi više ljudi nego u čitavoj bivšoj Jugoslaviji zajedno.
There's like maybe 25, 30 million people in New York.
Right?
And they just passed a law for same-sex marriages.
I upravo su donijeli zakon koji omogućava brak između osoba istog spola.
So they think that they can't get enough sex. They're only having sex 23 out of 24 hours a day. They're missing 1 hour. So they have to make up for it. So they think this is life. I remember around 20 years ago when I first went to Denmark. One devotee showed me an article from a magazine there. And the article was that we're breaking all the taboos. And that Denmark had become the first country in the world where a father had married his son. And then there's another article. It said the last taboo is being broken in
Sweden.
There is a move to make incest legal. So, Prabhupada used to say, the only difference between the animals and the human beings is that animals have four legs generally, and human beings have two. Animals follow the laws of nature, and human beings don't. Therefore, this knowledge is not just some technological knowledge. It's the knowledge of how to control the senses and mind. So we know which activities are actually in harmony with laws of nature. Even some basic law. Krishna says, yuktahara viharasya yukta chetra sukarmasu yukta svatna vivodasya yogo bhavati dukaha. That a yogi doesn't eat too much or eat too little, sleep too much or sleep too little.
Kaže da jogi koji ne jede previše, niti premalo, ne spava previše, niti premalo.
That one who is temperate in his habits of eating, sleeping, work, and recreation can mitigate the material pains by practice of the yoga system.
Kaže da onaj koji je reguliran u svojim navikama jedina spavanja rada i razmore može prakticiranjem joge nadvladati sve materijalne poteškoće boli.
Just like the devotees are so fortunate. Because if they don't know anything else, at least they know what to eat. How many devotees eat dead animals? The people, you can imagine, many people look forward to the weekend when they can eat a dead animal. That's the highlight of their week. Imagine the low part of their week. One time Srila Prabhupada was talking with Trivikram Maharaj. They were living at Tittenhurst Place in England, John Lennon's estate. And Trivikram Maharaj was glorifying that John Lennon had so many hundreds and millions of pounds. And Prabhupada's reply was, well, what's the good of all that money? He doesn't even know what to do with it. He doesn't have to engage in such a way that it can actually benefit himself or anyone else.
Ne znam da mogu upotrebiti taj novac da donese dobrobit njemu ili nekom drugom.
We can imagine if you have $100 billion and you're eating a dead animal for breakfast, what's the good of your $100 billion?
Možemo samo zamisliti ako imate 100 milijardi dolara, a za to ćete jesti leševe životinja, koja koristi tog novca?
Who's wealthier, the person who's eating sweet rice and halva or eating a dead rabbit? So people are so unfortunate. They think they have some wealth, but actually it's just some theory that they have. So, because they have no knowledge. So in the beginning we have a little knowledge, how to eat properly, that how to sleep properly.
Na početku imamo malo znanja o tome kako ispravno jesti, kako pravilno spavati.
Try and follow the four of the principles.
Pokušamo se pridržavati četiri regulativna načela.
So this takes away a lot of our stress, a lot of our problems.
No, dakle, to ukida puno naših problema, puno naših stresa.
And then when the devotees become a little bit more intelligent, then they realize that fresh air, good food, nice relationships with people, peaceful life, that this is material happiness, this is material
happiness.
So they want these things from Krishna. So that's more than, that's within the realm of sentiment. So that's really what religion can bring one to. I mean, this ordinary religion. Or even by following Krishna consciousness, then if the devotees make enough advancement, then they'll see that these things are actually valuable.
Bhakti kako napreduju, uvijek će vrijednost tih stvari.
Within our heart we may not be completely anxious to go back to Godhead.
U srcu možda ne žurimo baš potpuno za time da se vratimo na tu kuću Bogu.
It's not that every time we chant Hare Krishna immediately our hair stands on end and we shiver in ecstasy.
Nije, na svaki put kad kažemo Hare Krishna da mi se koža na plaka ne postriješi, koža na ježi i da se tresemo u zamisli.
But at least we should have that as our goal and understand the steps to get to that goal.
Ali trebamo barem znati da je to naš cilj i razumjeti kako ćemo postupno do njega doći.
So the first step is to do things which will not put us into unnecessary stress or distress.
Prvi korak u tome je da činimo stvari na takav način da nas ne dovedu nepotreban stres ili da nam ne izazovu nepotrebnu nesreću.
Then learn how to live in the mode of goodness.
To znači da trebamo naučiti kako živjeti u
ljudi. So we can actually have a happy material life.
Tako da zapravo vozimo sretan materijalni život.
And then beyond that, even further is when it comes to the Gyanar platform.
Dalje od toga,
and begins to learn spiritual techniques. One technique is that one should try to see things in a spiritual way. And to learn, at least, the beginning of that, to learn what everyone is supposed to be doing.
I naučiti barim na početku toga ono što svako treba učiniti.
And how everyone is supposed to be seeing things.
I kako svi trebaju vidjeti stvari.
In the Vedic culture, the kshatriyas, they manage everything.
Vedic kulturi, kshatriye su ti koji rukovode svime.
But they take help from Brahmins.
Ali oni
they take the help from the Brahmins how to organize everything. So they use their intelligence of the Brahmins how to properly live in this world. So they're inquisitive how to make progress. Vignasa. They inquire from the right people. So when our life is more peaceful, When we actually know how to live properly in the mature world, then naturally we become inquisitive. Is there anything more than this? Anything even better? Just like if there is a nice, stable family life, one is not worried about the income, one is not worried about the children, one is not worried about many things. One experiences a sense of contentment and happiness. So from that platform, one doesn't think, well, I got the wrong husband or I got the wrong wife, maybe I should get another one.
Na toj razini čovjek ne misli da ima pogrešnu ženu ili muža i da se treba nabaviti nekog drugog.
So someone can be very peaceful. And then inquire, well, this is very nice, but is there something better? And then they learn how to worship Krishna nicer in their house. So then even more than their relationship with each other, Krishna becomes even more the center. And they get to like each other more because they're both helping each other become Krishna conscious. So this is knowledge. That we may have a peaceful life. We may be freed from our causes of distress. But what is there that's higher than that? And what do we have to do to obtain it? So one learns the technique of how to live even more closely to the modes of goodness. How to actually become more of a worshiper of
Vishnu.
And regulate one's life even more according to the Vedic scripture. Then practically one becomes to the heavenly platform of consciousness. One sees his wife and children, he sees all his belongings, but he doesn't become overwhelmed by attachment or aversion to them. He does everything very exactly what he knows he's supposed to do. He becomes aware of what he's supposed to do, and he does it enthusiastically. And if there's some problem, he remains patient. So that knowledge can bring us to. And then finally, when one becomes very elevated, then one realizes there's nothing in the material world that's worthwhile. That actually I'm a spiritual soul, I should be in the spiritual world. Then one comes to the Brahman platform. So that's the beginning of actual spiritual life. And the Vedic, in our process of devotional service, that's the platform of nishtha. One is not distracted by one's material circumstances. Therefore, there may be some hankering going on, and some lamentation, and there may be different interactions with people. But one remains engaged in Krishna's service in all circumstances. One doesn't become distracted by what Krishna wants us to do. Or I should say, one doesn't become distracted from other things, one becomes fixed in what Krishna wants one to do.
odnosno druge stvari nas ne smetaju i postanemo postojeni u tome što Krišna želi od nas da činimo.
So that's the development of intelligence.
Na taj način se razvija inteligencija.
Spiritual intelligence.
Duhovna inteligencija.
And then from there, one can actually remain meditating on Krishna.
Dakle, osoba može početi meditirati na Krishna.
Krishna becomes very dear to one.
Krishna postaje jako drag.
Because one actually becomes aware of Krishna.
Dakle, zapravo postajemo svjesni Krishna.
The example I sometimes give to relate what's the difference between the, well, I was explaining that we have sentiment and we have intelligence. And they're supposed to work together. One is not better than the other, they're both necessary. But intelligence is supposed to direct the sentiment. In Krishna's service. Just like the intelligence is supposed to direct the mind.
Kao što inteligencija je tako treba upraviti umom.
And engage it within the sentiment of devotion to Krishna.
I zakupiti ga osjećajem predanosti prema Krishna.
Otherwise, the senses and the mind will direct the intelligence in their service.
Inače, osjetila i um kontroliraju inteligenciju i vode je služeni njih, a ne Krishna.
It takes intelligence to build a society which is going to hell. Actually, to go to hell is very difficult. But modern society has made it very convenient to go to hell. Previously, to kill animals was difficult. Most people didn't want to do it. I mean, how many people want to go out into your backyard and take one of your chickens and cut its head off? Therefore, for instance, in civilized places, people just didn't do those things. But nowadays they've made it very convenient. You can eat animals and you don't have to worry about killing them yourself. Someone else will do it for you. So previously, for instance, to go to hell was a great struggle. But now they have jet planes going there every day. It's a regular stop. And they invite their advertisers to come. Eat meat. Gratify your senses. Take intoxication. And go to hell first class. And it's, you know, there's no extra cost, it all is part of our program. We don't charge you anything extra. It's included within the package. There was one cartoon some devotee showed me. All these people are entering to hell. And one person who is about to enter into hell turns to the other one and says, the secret is stay hydrated. Make sure you drink a lot of water. You see all these flames going up, everything burning. The secret is just drink a lot of water. So people don't know that. Nitevidu, Swarthikatim, Hidishnu, Dirashaye, Bahir, Arta, Manina. People don't know what their destination actually is. Because they're being misdirected. So modern civilization is causing people to be, well, more or less, in the name of so-called progress, they're actually becoming degraded.
Danas ljudi suvremena civilizacija u ime takozvanog napretka ljude zapravo degradira.
There's no knowledge of dharma.
Nema znanja o dharmi.
There's no idea of liberation.
Nema ni predodžbe o oslobođenju.
There's only economic development for sense gratification.
Govori se samo o ekonomskom razvitku za osobno uživanje.
And therefore, people in the so-called sense gratification, they don't even know how to gratify their senses. Therefore, their senses are never gratified. And so they engage in more and more sinful activity, trying to satisfy their senses, but they're never satisfied.
Zato se bave sa sve više i više griješnih djelatnosti u pokušaju da ugode svjetovima koji kada su zadovoljni.
Therefore, intelligence is necessary not to build a hellish civilization.
Inteligencija je zato potrebna ne da bi se izgradila paklena civilizacija.
But how to control the mind and senses to develop spiritual senses and mind.
Već da bi se upravljalo umovnim svjetovima tako da se razvije duhovno društvo.
By engaging them in Krishna service, the senses and mind actually become purified and spiritualized.
Ako umije svjetila uključimo u služenje Krišne, oni se pročiste i produpove.
Just like the example I like. It's just like if a man, he walks down the street. And he sees a beautiful woman. And the mind and senses say, go get her. But the intelligence says, wait a second. She has a dot on her forehead. She might be married. She has this man standing next to her. You should be very careful. It's said in the Bhagavad Gita, this is not what you're supposed to be doing. So the soul stops for a second and thinks, maybe I shouldn't do this. But the mind and the senses say, oh, come on. He's going to quote from the Bible next. Come on, this is so old-fashioned. Some religious fanatical teaching. The actual philosophy is, if it feels good, then you do it. Get her while you can. So the soul, if he doesn't know so much about the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, he may think, well, yeah, there was something in Bhagavad Gita, I can't even remember what it was. Anyhow, my mother said I shouldn't read that book anyhow. My hair might fall out. I may put on my bed sheets. So maybe I'd better follow my mind and senses. Get some happiness. It's been a little dry lately, anyhow. Anyhow, what's the difference? So then the soul says, all right, intelligence, do something practical. Think of a way of meeting her. So then the intelligence says, all right, I'm your servant, whatever you want. I suggest you write her a letter. And tell her she's the most beautiful person you've seen. That you're madly in love with her. And you've never seen anyone more beautiful. And then put in brackets very small, at least not in the last 2 weeks. That she should meet you in such and such place. And such time. And you will give her the sun. You'll give her the moon. And if she's very nice to you, you'll give her an extra couple of stars. But don't sign the letter. Because that man who's right next to her, he might be her husband. And he looks twice as big as you are. So in this way, instead of using our intelligence to see the couple, and go up to them and try to sell them a Bhagavad Gita or a Krishna book. One is making plans of how to exploit others for one's so-called material happiness. So real intelligence is not how to make plans to exploit others. Which is more or less what the modern civilization is all about. There's a few Vaishyas, so-called Vaishyas, and they've created a civilization where they've become super expert at exploiting all the Shudras. As I mentioned before, probably mentioned, there is some famine in India. People are starving. They're coming to the minister and protesting. And the minister says, don't worry. We can solve your food problem. But next week we're going to have a new channel on television. So everything should be alright. So we can see a few people become expert at how to cheat everyone else. And if people can have a nice football, if they have a nice opportunity to see their football match at the end of the week, eat some dead animal from some distant place, and get intoxicated on the weekend, then they think, let's tolerate. Although the government's picking my pocket, it's not worthwhile to do anything about it, because they may take my football team away. So modern society has become a place where bread and circus, like in the Romans, if they can go and see the gladiators kill each other at the end of the week, and if they were given a loaf of bread to eat, they didn't care what was going on. So the unfortunate thing is not only people are suffering, their medicine is killing them, their food is killing them, their factories are killing them, their educational system is killing them. Everything is destroying whatever is good in them, in modern civilization. But they have no interest in spiritual life. They're so covered by the problems of material existence that most people have no idea that there's an alternative. There's intelligence that will actually help them go beyond the material allurements that are being offered in modern civilization.
Nema inteligenciju koja bi pomogla da se ustignu između onoga što im se materijalno nudi u ovoj suvremenoj civilizaciji.
That real knowledge is not how to get more money.
Pravo znanje nije u tome kako zaraditi više novca.
And enjoy the senses.
I uživati kroz osjetila.
Real knowledge is how to utilize whatever resources one already has, engage them in such a way, a religious way, that one is actually on the path of liberation.
Pravo znanje je kako iskoristiti sve što čovjek ima na skladu sa religijom, tako da osoba korača putem oslobođenja.
Liberation from all material suffering and ultimately positive spiritual happiness.
Oslobođenje od sve materijalne patnje i na posljedku pozitivna duhovna sreća.
So that's the intelligence in Bhagavad Gita. Ultimately, Krishna goes over all the different things about renunciation and cultivation of knowledge and austerity. So these are all necessary for purification. But even if one is not so intelligent, Prabhupada writes here,
ali pravo razrešnjava da čak i ako osoba nije tako inteligentna,
that even the most unified devotee,
čak i ako netko bavka početnik,
if they have faith in the process of devotional service,
ako imaju vjeru u proces prednog služenja,
and they voluntarily and enthusiastically render service to Krishna,
i dobrovoljno i poletno služe Krishnu,
then Krishna will give one more and more intelligence actually what's to be done and what's not to be done.
Onda će im Krišna postupno davati sve više i više inteligencije kad znaju što treba, a što ne učiniti.
And how to do things in such a way as to become Krishna conscious.
I kako da čine stvari na taj način da postane svjesni Krišna.
Then Krishna says in the next verse, Hesham eva nukamparatam agyanatna. Hesham eva nukamparatam. What's that? What's that? To those who constantly devoted, to those who I show special mercy, I enlighten with the lack of knowledge, the darkness born of ignorance. To show them special mercy. Krishna wants to show everyone special mercy. But people have to want that mercy. And to want that mercy, Krishna has given us a process. He's recommended to get a higher taste. That only by cultivating a higher taste, then one will actually be able to become interested in getting Krishna's mercy.
Samo se poljuči njegovom više kupusa, osoba će se zainteresirati za dobivanje Krišnjine milosti.
People don't realize that everyone is praying to Krishna.
Ljudi ne shvaćaju da se svi mole Krišnji.
There is nothing going on except the souls praying to Krishna and Krishna fulfilling their desires according to what they deserve.
Ništa drugo se ne događa, već duše koje mole Krišnu, a on im ispunjava želje u skladu sa onim što zaslužuju.
People don't know, they think things are going on accidentally.
Ljudi misle da se stvari događaju slučajno.
They don't see the divine arrangement at every moment in every detail of existence.
Ne mogu prepoznati božansko uređenje u svakom trenutku i u svakoj pojedinosti života.
Krishna says, Nadate kasuchet papam, na papam sukritim vibhu, agyane navritam jnana, tena muyanti jantava. That's chapter 5, text number 15.
Krishna kaže,
Nor does the Supreme Lord assume anyone's sinful or pious activities, embodied beings, however, are bewildered due to their ignorance which covers their real knowledge.
Svevišnji Gospodin ne prihvaća ničija griješna ili pobožna djela. Utjelovljena su bića zbunjena zbog neznanja koje prekriva njihovo pravo znanje.
So everyone is a spiritual being.
Svatko je duhovno biće.
And everyone is constantly desiring something.
I svatko neprestano nešto želi.
So desire is a subtle form of conditioning.
Želja je stupni oblik uvjetovanosti.
As soon as we get a material body, that material body was designed to fulfill the desires of our past activities that arose from our past activities. Therefore, according to our association and according to our karma, different desires will arise at different times.
Zato u skladu sa našim društvom i sa našom karmom u različito vrijeme će se pojaviti različite želje.
And the soul has no knowledge in spiritual life.
Duša koja nema pojma o duhovnom životu.
He'll simply have to choose between which material desire to fulfill.
Jednostavno će morati izabrati koju materijalnu želju ispuniti.
And if he has no good association,
ako nema dobro društvo,
if he has bad association,
ako ima loše društvo,
he'll only have bad or worse to choose from.
Musi imati nešto loše ili još gore od čega izabrati.
And if he has good association, which is rare in Kali Yuga,
no, ako ima dobro društvo, što je u Kali Yugi rijetko,
he may choose some desire in the mode of goodness.
Može izabrati neki želju u dobrini.
But in any case, he has to choose some desire arising within his consciousness.
No, u svakom slučaju, mora izabrati neku želju koja se pojavi u njegovoj svijesti.
So Krishna knows which desire the soul is interested in.
Krishna zna za koje želje duša je zainteresirana.
And then, according to what the soul deserves, he arranges the material energy to fulfill that desire.
I onda u skladu s onim što duša zaslužuje, on potrebi materijalnu energiju da priredi nešto u skladu s tom željom.
The only thing that can disrupt that sequence of desire and then Krishna arranging up to fulfill our desires,
jedina stvar koja može pokvariti taj slijed naših želja i Krishnog uređivanja da se te želje ispune,
is when we desire to please Krishna. When we introduce within our realm of possibilities the desire to fulfill Krishna's desires. And how do we know when someone is desiring to fulfill Krishna's desires? Anyone have any idea? How do we know if someone is desiring to fulfill Krishna's desires?
Kako znamo da neko želi ispuniti Krishna's želje?
Is it very easy? Yes?
He's following what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad.
Yes.
Slijedi ono što Krishna kaže Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad.
What is following Krishna's instructions?
Tako se da slijedi Krishna učite.
Now, when we follow Krishna's instructions in different degrees, but at least if one is following Krishna's instructions to some degree, we can see that there is some desire to fulfill Krishna's desire. Krishna says, Vasi chaha pridi sanivishto matat smritira jnana apodam cha. Vedaishtra Samara Hameva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaha. That I never was heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and
forgetfulness.
By all the Vedas I'm to be known. Indeed, I compiled the Vedanta Sutra. So from the very beginning of the Vanashram system, all the way up to what Lord Chaitanya agreed when Ramananda Roy was giving his different suggestions, from the Vanashram system to renouncing the materialist existence and try to make spiritual progress.
Od Božiši se vrnašamo, se sustavno vrnašamo preko odricanja od materijalnih sustava i nastojanja da se duhovno napreduje.
Lodzi then said, oh, this is very nice, but it's ekobaya, it is external.
Gospodin Čekanje je na sve to rekao, to je fino, ali sve to ekobaya, sve to primarski.
These are all nice things to do.
Sve su to fine stvari za raditi.
After all, Krishna has given these instructions. But he said they're external, they have nothing to do with the real self. Only when Ramananda Roy said, Jnani Priyasam Udurpasnavam Eva Vivanti Sanmukharitam Bhavadiya Bharatam Stane Sita Shubhikatam Tanubam Tanobir Ye priyasa jita vito kaisisi kaisri lokya. Remaining in one's position, if one can hear from the devotees, and then engage oneself in service to Krishna with one's body, mind, and words, then although Krishna is ordinarily unconquerable, then he gradually becomes conquered by the love of his devotees and their service. Give up the tendency for speculation, Lord Brahma says, and just hear submissively from the devotees what Krishna had to say. And then try to do something in Krishna's service. And then gradually Krishna will reveal himself. So maybe here we have very simple activities. People can't appreciate why these people, what are they doing for society. Sometimes the devotees think, oh, we must go to college, we must get some degree, and become an engineer or a doctor. That way people will love us and respect us. Maybe some people will love and respect us if we become a doctor. But if we actually tell them our philosophy, they'll also become just equally disturbed.
Ali ako kažemo našu filozofiju, oni će i oni tebi bi tam nikoli
bi. In other words, even if we're a doctor, a lawyer, even if we're super wealthy,
drugim rečima, ako smo doktori, odvjetnici, ako smo super bogati,
then it doesn't mean that they'll all surrender to Krishna.
A ne znači da će sami svi predati Krishna.
Their problem is not whether the devotees are, there may be some factor like that. Even Yudhisthira Maharaj, he wanted to show that you could be very wealthy and successful and be a devotee. Therefore, he arranged the Rajasuya sacrifice. Just to show that devotees are not always poor and poverty and ignorant. But we can see that the endeavor to please the society is not necessarily very beneficial for our own personal devotional service. One's first mission should be to please the previous acharyas. Because even someone becomes super successful, generally people just become envious of them. And if in the process of becoming super successful, we lose our Krishna consciousness, what's the point? The proverbial devotee who says, I'm going to go out and make $1 million and then give it all to Krishna. And then he makes his $1 million. And he says, well, $1 million is not very much. I make my $2 million. Just like the devotee of Kali.
Kali.
He went to the temple and prayed to Kali. My dear Kali, please give me this benediction. If you give me this benediction, then certainly I'll give you some big donation. So Kali said, so be it, you'll have a benediction. So 2 weeks went by. And the man came back and asked for another benediction. So the Kali said, Goddess Kali said, well, where's the donation? So the man said, well, you know, I didn't really make that much money and I'm pretty poor, but... So she said, at least give me a couple of goats. Okay, I'll give you some goats, but give me your benediction. So, alright, you have my benediction. 2 weeks later, he comes back, asks for another benediction. So she says, where's the goats?
Oh,
goats are very expensive nowadays. It's hard to get a good goat. But please give me this benediction. At least give me a fly. So no problem. Just give me the benediction. So then Kali said, well, where's the fly? He said, there's so many flies here, just catch one of them. Or the other man who went to the deity and said, my dear deity, if please give me the benediction that this horse will win, and if the horse wins, then I'll give you half the proceeds.
Je drugi čovjek koji je išao do božanstva i molite napravi da ovaj konj pobjedi. Ako taj konj pobjedi, ja ću ti dati pola dobiti.
So the man bet all this money on the horse.
Čovjek se otplatio sad je sve što imao na to konja.
And the man only won half the amount of money he wanted. Because the horse came in second.
No, dobio je samo polovicu tog novca koji je očekivao, zato je konj dobio drugi.
So when he went back to the deity, he said, my dear deity, you're so kind. My horse came in second. So I only won half the amount of money I wanted. So you've already taken your other half. So this is the mentality of people sometimes when they engage in the service, so-called service, the deed for some material gain. So although we can do so many different things for Krishna, but we shouldn't forget to do the basic things for Krishna. Like chanting Hare Krishna, following the regular principles, chanting prasadam, hearing and chanting with the devotees. Without that, one's devotional creeper just dries up. And one may become rich and famous. One may become successful or not successful. But one will simply waste one's life. In the pursuit of so-called material happiness. Therefore, one should hear regularly, because by hearing we get some intelligence. Not to run after phantasmagoria. What the television tells us is good. What the newspapers and the radio and magazines tell us are good.
što nam novine radio, novine radio i časopis izgleda je dobro.
Andaya Tandero Bhagavana Sepiksha Tantra Uru Dhani Bara. They're not usually telling us that Krishna's good.
Oni nam površno ne govore da je Krishna dobro.
They're telling us so many other things are good.
Kažu nam da su mnoge druge stvari dobre.
And Krishna's bad.
Ali je Krishna loš.
But we should know that Krishna is good.
Ali mi trebamo znati da je
and all these other things are generally not very good.
A sve te druge stvari obično nisu jako dobre.
And often they're very bad.
A obično su ih vrlo loše.
So that much intelligence we need.
Toliko nam inteligencije treba.
And then our life can become productive.
I onda nam život može postati produktivan.
Not in building skyscrapers necessarily.
Nije neophodno da gradimo nebodere.
Or tearing them down.
Ili da ih rušimo.
Or building a better bomb to kill people with. But they'll become spiritually progressive. And although no one may praise us at the end of life, but if we go back to the spiritual world, there won't be any loss. And if we get praised, if everyone praises us, we did such a nice thing. And our next stop is Naraka Loka to visit Yamaraj. What good will be all that praise? Wait a second, Yamaraj, you can't make me into a pig. I have 50,000 fans on my Facebook account.
Yeah.
I would not look good on Facebook if I became a pig. Yamaraj is not going to be impressed. King Riga became a lizard. So what to speak, what is everyone else going to become? If they don't chant Hare Krishna in this age. If they don't hear from the devotees and take up the process of devotional service to some degree, what is their destination? Yamaraj is so occupied in Kali Yuga. He had to be cursed in order to take a vacation. He had to come as Vidura in order to get a break. It's so busy down there. Even Yamaraj is working 7 days a week. And it pays exactly the same. And Kali Yuga is just starting. So we should give people an opportunity to hear this philosophy somehow. And those who are fortunate, they'll realize that that is real progress in life, controlling the unbridled mind and senses. So one will not be caught up and hankering after everyone else's wealth, looking at everyone else as a possible object of sense gratification. And being envious of anyone else who's better situated materially. Or fearful that others will take one's position or place. So at least that much intelligence would make one into a civilized person. So there is some opportunity to appreciate and make spiritual progress. We can actually make people Bhagavan fortunate just by giving them this little information. And even if they can't follow it perfectly, if they just make some effort, Krishna will appreciate that.
Čak i ako ne mogu savršeno slijediti, ako naprave samo mali trud u tom smjeru, Krišna će to
vrednovati. Chapter 3, text number 31. Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunction and who follow this teaching faithfully without envy become free from the bondage of fruitive activity.
One osobe posvećujući sve svoje djelatnosti meni, s protivnim znanjem o meni, bez želje za dobitkom, bez svojatelja prava vlasništva, oslobođeni malodušnosti na pardon. Oni koji izvršavaju svoje dužnosti u skladu s mojim naredbama i vjerno slijede ovo učenje bez zavisti, oslobađaju se ropstva uzrokovana plodonosnim djelovanjem.
So even if one can't follow, if one just thinks it's good to do those things, there'll be so much benefit.
Čak i ako osoba ne može slijediti, ako samo misli da je dobro to činiti, imaš od toga puno koristi.
What to speak of someone can actually take up the process of devotional service. So everyone here has a great responsibility to try to help others. Otherwise the whole world knows that Kali Yuga is progressing very rapidly. So unless this ISKCON movement becomes sufficiently strong to counteract the Kali Yuga, not only the whole world's going to go to hell, but we'll have a difficult time ourselves.
Tako da ako pokret iskona ne postane dovoljno snažan da poništi utjecaj Kali Yuge, ne samo da će čitav svijet ući u pakao, da ćemo mi sami imati poteškoća.
So let's try to chant Hare Krishna, go on Harinam, try and distribute some books, give some people some prasadam, and tell us people when we can something about Krishna.
Zato smatrajmo Hare Krishna, idemo u Harinam, pokušajmo podijeliti kakvu knjigu, udijelimo prasadam, kako se ukaže prilika, recimo želimo nešto o Krishna.
And have faith that this is the actually real welfare work to help people.
I imamo vjeru da je ovo pravi dobro zemirat koji pomaže ljudima.
If we really want to be nice to people, we should help them become Krishna conscious. So,
follow.
Any questions?